voices now. I'm talking here and now. I'm talking here and now. Let's go. Your time is running out. I'm talking here and now. I'm talking here and now.
It's not about what you've done, it's about what you're doing. It's all about where you're going, no matter where you've been.
Hi, welcome to Get You Fit Radio, the radio show that helps you lead a healthy lifestyle. My name is Irene Cook, your radio host, and today I'm going to talk about a muscle that we all have that nobody actually formally asks me to strengthen, yet I spend my every day helping people strengthen this muscle. What do you suppose it is? It's this muscle that many people believe they could improve their lives if only we had more of this mysterious muscle. And this muscle is a thing we call willpower. With more self-control, we could eat right, we could exercise regularly, we could avoid drugs and alcohol. We could even save for retirement, stop procrastinating, and achieve all sorts of noble goals. Take, for example, the results of all sorts of stress and surveys of American psychological associations that have conducted these extensive studies that have showed participants' abilities to make healthy lifestyle changes. And I'm going to kind of talk about these today, and hopefully those of you that are listening will understand how you can strengthen this muscle. People, including myself, we blame willpower for our inability to make choices. And because of this, our egos become shattered and we blame ourselves, we blame our self-esteem, and we literally blame our willpower. I hear it all the time. I've said it myself, and you've probably said it and heard it yourself. I have poor willpower. Well, recent research suggests that willpower, in fact, can be strengthened with practice. Yet, this willpower doesn't automatically grow when you have extra time on your hands. And so this is something that can be worked on, and it can be strengthened just like any other muscle. Recently, scientists have studied and have come up with some really interesting discoveries about how willpower works and where it comes from, and how we acquire it, how we strengthen it, and if we're born with it. And so I did a little research myself, and I found it interesting enough to do a show. So what is willpower? We all know what it is. It's a word we throw around all the time. There are other words that we use in reference to willpower, such as determination, drive, self-discipline, self-control. But basically, it's the ability to delay gratification. It's the ability to resist short-term temptations in order to meet long-term goals. The capacity to override an unwanted thought, feeling, or impulse. And this can be on so many different levels. Oftentimes people think of willpower, and they associate it with food. I know I always associated it with food, but after doing a little research on this, I realized that it is actually, it blankets over so many different topics. Willpower covers finances, it covers education, it covers even the ability to make decisions, household decisions and behavioral decisions. So I'm going to go back to one study that I read that really drew me into this topic, and hopefully it will do the same for you. Over 40 years ago, there was a psychologist at what is now Columbia University that did a marshmallow test with a bunch of preschoolers. And so you figure these preschoolers are now our age, my age. And what they did was they presented preschoolers with a plate of marshmallows. And each child was told by the researcher that the researcher was going to leave the room and that the child, being 2, 3, or 4 years old, had two choices. The choice was simple. Either the child had to wait until the researcher returned, and if the child could wait until the researcher returned, the child would get two marshmallows. If the child simply could not wait, the child was instructed that they could ring the bell and the researcher would come back and the child would then only get one marshmallow. So fair enough, the preschoolers understood that they could either wait, and they were not given an amount of time, but it was not this long, crazy amount of time. But going into this, the preschoolers knew their choices. So basically, as the children went well into their adulthood, the study continued, and these preschoolers, as they were later studied, showed an overwhelming correlation between good self-control and discipline going into adolescence and going into adulthood. So the study ended by indicating that willpower is the ability to delay gratification. Preschoolers with good self-control were able to sacrifice the immediate pleasure of the chewy marshmallow in order to indulge in the two marshmallows later in the study. So this was a very interesting point of research because they correlated that ex-smokers can forfeit the enjoyment of a cigarette in order to experience good health and avoid increased risk of lung cancer in the future. Shoppers resisted splurging at the mall so that they could save for comfortable retirement, and so on. So the marshmallow experiments eventually led researchers to develop a framework to explain that our ability to delay gratification has this hot-cold system. And this is where willpower succeeds or fails. And so this is kind of how I want to explain it to you. The hot-cold system is cognitive in nature. So this is how you want to think about it. Essentially, it's our thinking system. It incorporates knowledge about sensations, feelings, actions, and goals. It reminds ourselves, for instance, why you shouldn't eat the marshmallow. The cool system is reflective and the hot system is impulsive. The hot is the devil, is eat it, eat the marshmallow. You want it right now. It's that instant gratification. It's that you're at the mall, you want the shoes. And you're not thinking about the long-term effects of, well, I really don't need the shoes. I really should save the money for retirement or save it for my mortgage payment or save it for my kids' education. And this is how our brains work. The cool system is reflective. The hot system is impulsive. The hot system is responsible for quick, reflexive responses to certain triggers, such as popping that marshmallow into our mouth without thinking about it. Same thing goes with eating. We don't think about it. We think about like instant gratification. I want the cookie right now. We don't think about long term. What will happen later if I eat the cookie? Later, if I eat the cookie, I can't take it back. It's too late. So this framework, if it were a cartoon, would be the angel on one shoulder, and then the devil on the other. And that literally simplifies it. So the study found that teenagers who waited longer for the marshmallows as preschoolers had higher SAT scores, and their parents were likely to rate them as having a greater ability to plan, handle stress, and respond to reason, and having much better self-control with frustrations and situations, and they were much better at concentrating without being distracted. Amazingly, the subjects with willpower differences had largely held up for 4 decades. And it's interesting that resisting the marshmallow at age 3 carried on with them through their lifetime. So limited willpower is often cited as a roadblock in maintaining healthy weight with children going on up into adolescence and adulthood. And it makes perfect sense, because if we have that hot cold, and as children, we can't avoid the long-term consequences of the instant gratification, then we oftentimes can't put off the urge to see the long-term result. So how can this help you? If you're listening to this and you're wondering, well, yeah, I know I have a hard time with willpower, and I know that I respond to that hot, and I always want the devil always feeds in, and I'm always instantly gratifying myself. So how can this help? Well, understanding this role is going to be the most effective treatment in helping you guide you toward making these healthy choices in eating well, in exercising, and even avoiding illicit substances such as drinking or substance abuses. So how can you strengthen this muscle? Well, it is a muscle. It's not a muscle that we can see. It's not a muscle that is tangible like our bicep muscle or our quadricep muscle, but it does get stronger with regular use. You can train your willpower with small things like making your bed every day. And that is the key here. It has to be done very slowly. Just like anything else, you can't dive into this and go from not being a runner to training for a full marathon. And that is the problem that people make when dieting, when starting an exercise program. They go from 0 to 60. So when you are training your willpower, you need to implement this very carefully and very slowly. So start small and scale it up as your self-control grows. So willpower is this muscle that you can train, and you need to hear this and hear it clearly. If you want this to be permanent, you need to change your habits. And last week I did a show on the habit loop, and those habits are very hard to break. And it's more the routines that we change than the habits. So you need to keep in mind that you are changing those routines. And as you're doing this, you are strengthening that willpower, and nothing is impossible. You can be a better version of yourself, and you have the power to make this happen within you. If you're just tuning in and you're just chiming in and listening, you are listening to WHRULP, and I am talking about the muscle of willpower. And how do you train this muscle? First off, you are training for a 5K, not a marathon. So willpower and decision-making are very closely related. Each time you appeal to willpower, each time you use this muscle, you are depleting its energy. Each time you appeal to it, you are fighting between the rational and the emotional parts of your brain. And you need to decide what you're going to use first, instant gratification or delayed. Again, the devil on the one shoulder or the angel on the other. So studies suggest that poor diet makes you inclined to make more emotional choices. And in the end, some advice starts with small, and that goes a long way. So basically what I'm saying is, and I know this for a fact, people that start out dieting and they go too restrictive, they deplete their willpower muscle by the end of the day, and then they're running on empty. So I'm gonna build another analogy for you. Willpower, because it's a muscle, it will drain out of energy just like you do. We can only be awake for so many hours of the day before we need to go to sleep or take a nap. Our muscles can only take so much exercise before we need to rest them and recover them. If we are going for a big long walk, then we're done for the day, right? We can't do anymore. If you're going to help your friends move and you know you're going to be exhausted that day, you're not going to get up and go to the gym for 3 hours and do a power workout. You are going to reserve your energy knowing that you are going to need it later for that move. So willpower works the same, much like gas in your gas tank. Don't overuse it. If you overdo it, studies will suggest that it will work no different than emptying out your gas tank. So if you become this self-control maniac and you decide that you are going to go on this all or nothing diet, you're going to burn out. And this is why diets often fail, because people don't recharge their willpower battery. And just like energy or gas, the willpower will run out day to day and it needs to be recharged. So if you're listening going, what? Just like muscles? I need to recover. So does this mean I get to eat a cookie in the middle of the day and fuel up my willpower? No. Okay, so I'm going to put this into a different perspective. Willpower does not need to be refed with food if you're dieting, or it doesn't need to be refed with a cigarette if you're a smoker. Our brains literally become exhausted. So I'm going to share a study with you that I read. And participants, this really intrigued me and it makes perfect sense. Participants were put into a room and they were asked, there were two sets of participants. One set was asked to put themselves into a life threatening situation with a black bear. It was a simulation, and they had to put themselves in the situation with this black bear, and they had to figure out how they were going to get out. All right, so after this situation with the black bear, they were after the task was completed, they were asked to limit their alcohol consumption. So the task was over. They were given, you know, beer. But they were told, you know, limit what you drink because you're going to take a test about this black bear and how you did. The other half of the participants were put into a room, and instead of doing this simulation with the black bear, they were asked to color a page out of a coloring book. Same thing, same amount of time. And they got to just color, like la la la, beautiful colors, and take their time. And then they were also told, limit your alcohol consumption, because you are going to take a test, after, this is done. These participants that were in the room doing the simulation with the bear, drank a lot more, in fact, 80% more alcohol than the participants that had not done the thought suppression task. And there were many, many studies done such as this. So there was no food involved, but they showed that the brain was exhausted from thinking of ways to troubleshoot and getting away from this bear, that the brain was exhausted, which caused them to later drink. There was another study done where women watched nature documentaries while sitting across from a bowl of candy. And they were later asked to solve these impossible puzzles. Well, those that sat near the candy and watched the movie gave up sooner than the women that were seated far from the candy, because the effort to resist that nearby temptation depleted their willpower, causing these women to give up sooner on the stressful task. And so it boils down to this. If you are doing something really stressful, and it could be work, it could be your three young children that are making you crazy all day long, that is going to deplete your energy and your willpower. You know, you having to not yell at your children, or you having to keep yourself together at work and problem solve, or sit in traffic for hours to get to work, you are depleting your energy, which is actually going to cause you to make decisions that will compromise other things that you have that are important to you, that are high in your willpower. So you need to understand how that works. So don't keep yourself in a constant state of willpower depletion. Weightlifting is a great way to build a muscle. So just like that, build good habits, and you'll need them when you're stressed. And so with willpower, don't put temptations in your way if you don't have a plan. The mom that has the three little kids that's stuck inside all day shouldn't have the bowl of candy out in sight, because that's two stressful situations in her way at the same time. And it really has nothing to do with her ability to make those choices, or her ability to counteract her diet or losing weight. But what you should do is understand and be prepared, because preparation is the key that sets you up for success. So the next time you feel like you are going to be tempted, and you know that your willpower is going to be weak, just stop. And instead of spending that time and energy planning and prepping, you know the triggers that will cause you to overindulge, and you need to plan for it. Whether it's a birthday cupcake in the office, have that apple and peanut butter instead. Sometimes it's because your brain is exhausted and it really doesn't correlate with the fact that you want that cupcake. So taking a break from a stressful task will actually cause you to be more successful with your weight loss, and it will help you be more positive. So I've constantly have my clients focus on the positives, on the cans. You can have the blueberries. You can have the tea. You can have a small bowl of pasta with your dinner, as long as you have your vegetables and you have your protein. And trust me, this works. You'll be happier in the long run. It's all about that mental shift. It's all about that mental mindset. Oftentimes, and I know more than oftentimes, I would say 9 times out of 10, we say no We say, no, we can't have it. We cannot have the pasta. We cannot have the pasta. No pasta, no pasta, no pasta. And so when it comes down to it, dinner comes around, and instead of limiting yourself to that one bowl of pasta and measuring it out and making it okay because you can have it, people overdo it and they eat a bowl of pasta the size of Nebraska. And then that's where the demise comes in. So focus on the positive, understand your limits, and know that you're going to have that devil on the one shoulder and the angel on the other. And the only way you're going to get stronger is if you exercise this muscle. And more importantly than anything, stress the positive. Nobody is perfect, and you always must self-forgive. So get out there, do your willpower push-ups and your willpower sit-ups, and I promise you will get stronger. Enjoy your day.
Let's go. Make no excuses now. I'm talking here and now. I'm talking here and now. Let's go. Your time is running.